Hello, and welcome to Yousef Stoop. I'm Yousef Dave. We come to the stoop to grow mentally, physically, and spiritually. Whatever the area of today, may you leave healed and ready to take on your day. I love you. Blessings.
Hey, this is Yousef Dave. Welcome back to another episode of Yousef Stoop. Today's episode is called Branching Out. Isaiah 54:2-3. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left. And thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. You know, God wants us to grow. He wants us to experience more. So that means that you should always acknowledge how much you've grown and be proud of the fact that you've come so far. Because God gave you the map, gave you the guidance, and you followed hard after it. So what you begin to see in these gardens of life, what you begin to see from the fruit of your labor, these are things that are allowing you to expand, to have more abundance, to have more understanding, to have a bigger heart when it comes to compassion. Matthew 28:19-20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. The depth of the relationship that you build with God, the more that you branch out, the more that you grow, the more that you seek, allows you to be able to spread that knowledge, to create communities, to see people learn at levels that you didn't even think that you could when you were in their place. 1 Chronicles 4:10. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested. Acknowledge the new skills. Acknowledge the requests being made known and fulfilled. And most importantly, acknowledge that your capacity has been enlarged, that you can do more, that you're stronger, that you understand, because these are gifts from God because of the work that you put forward in order to grow, in order to branch out. And right after the intermission, we'll talk about why it's important to embrace the fact that you have been blessed with the ability to branch out. One thing that you have to always remember is that when it comes to God, you are worthy. I'll say that one more time. When it comes to God, you are worthy. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. I'm going to go to the next one. Unto him be the glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. You're worthy because he made you. You're worthy because you are you. You are worthy because you are uniquely designed to do something in this world. Embrace every breath that you take. Embrace every moment that you are given. And know that you are supported in the new ideas that come to you. You're supported in the new gardens that you create in life, because God is guiding you through the passages of your journey to show you where you should plant this seed, when you should give that encouraging word, when you should just be present because somebody needs you. Your humility in those moments will grant you serenity in your future, because it wasn't about you and you were there to fulfill a need. Genesis 26 and 22. And he removed from thence and digged another well. And for that they strove not. And he called the name of it Rehoboth. And he said, for now the Lord hath made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land. John 4 and 14. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Keep God in every step, because he will strengthen you when you're tempted to be complacent. He always provides a way of escape, and he always provides to fulfill the needs that we have. Whatever you worked on, whatever you're building, what didn't work, take note and then release so that you can move forward with free space in your mind and your spirit and your heart, so that you can be a full present individual when God calls on you for the next things that you need to do. John 15, 7 and 8. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. As you're growing, as you're branching out, remember that you are always supported. Remember to measure your capacity, and remember to cover the blessing and plant to create more. Thank you for joining me on the stoop today. Remember, I love you. Peace from me to you.